Thank God we can come to the second days. How many of you think that the classes over here are quite intensive? Raise your hand. It's okay. How many of you think it's very carefree? So I'm missing this one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hopefully, God can give us strength. Continue to study. Yes, NYDS classes is a little bit intensive. If you feel very tired, feel like to doze, what do you do? Huh? Yes. All students know my rule. You can stand up and standing at the back. You know, when I was at your age, when I am very tired, I'm still tired sometimes. And I try all kinds of ways to make me awake. I bind myself. But still I fall asleep, you know. I think really the best way is that stand up and listen. If you can stand up and listen and doze off, very good. which is very unlikely. No? So with the power of God, let's try to study. I already finished the overview of the book of Joshua. And so we are going to go into the into nine lessons concerning the book of Joshua. Is topical. What is the original name of Joshua? Anybody remember? John? Hosea. What is the meaning of Joshua? The Lord is salvation. Thank you. Have Joshua ever lost a battle in his life? Sort of. If led by him, actually no, right? I keep telling you, in the battle of Ai, he did not go out to fight. When you see a good worker or a good professor or a successful businessman, a lot of time you only envy his glorious life, his glamorous products. But we ignore or we do not see how much effort they have put in to prepare themselves. Just like when you see the river, there's a beautiful waves. You did not see that there are rocks under it. So when we envy a successful person or like to learn from them, actually, you got to know how they get there. They are used by God. They are successful in life for a reason. It started with he was an assistant of Moses. So actually this is an introduction of Joshua, this person, not necessarily have to do with the book of Joshua. But because he have to do with this person, we hope that we can learn from him so that one day you can be a good worker of the Lord. How many of you feel like serving the Lord is very meaningful? Seriously. Thank God. Thank you. I hope you come to this realization. In this world, the most fulfilling life is to love person. Most fulfilling. As a father, even though you go through many things, but as a father, because you love your children, it makes you feel very fulfilling because there's a love between you and your children. Now the same thing, if you work in a society, if you indeed love your jobs, that is very wonderful thing. But you know, only one thing is said is that if only work in the society and there was no Jesus involved in your career, when you die, you cannot carry anything with you. But if even you do your career, even if it's earthly, you have love within your heart. Like you sell this product for the sake of love. You greet people for the sake of Jesus Christ. Then I think your life is very different. But I guess to serve the Lord is even better because this is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, who came to this earth. He chose to serve people, to serve in in God's kingdom. So no matter it's full-time or part-time, I really urge you to think about serving God. And like a pastor mentioned, I guess it's Pastor TJ mentioned, or I don't know who, you can make decision right now. What kind of direction of life you want to live? I just assigned to East Coast for about 3 years. I realized that a lot of NYTS graduate students become pillars in small church in the East Coast. Small church. They really know what they are doing. They really know what they are doing. And they carry the burdens of God's mission on their shoulder. They might be full-time students, they might be working in the society already, but they did a lot of work for the church. Yeah. So I think if I find it very meaningful to serve, but again, it is a choice. Many of you know Steve Jobs, right? He died already, right? A lot of time I'm thinking about, man, I think Steve Jobs lose more than I do if I die. Right? He died, he had many iPad and iPod, but he cannot carry them away with him, right? If I die, I don't have too much to carry away, so he lose more than me, right? I'm serious. I think of it that way. I say, wow. Yeah. Anyway, so hopefully we all can be a faithful worker in the kingdom of God like Joshua, a victorious worker in the kingdom of God like Joshua. But how did he reach there? He received a lot of trainings, right? God trains him a lot. Can I go anywhere? Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So you go through four types of training. Training of battle, training of closeness with God, training of faith, and training of faithfulness. This is his preparation to become a good worker. So if you truly want to serve the Lord, you probably want to go through this type of training before you truly came out to serve the Lord. Let's study one by one. Okay. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17, verse 13. Exodus 17, 13. This is the battle with Amalek. And the battle was finished through the sword of Joshua, even though Moses' prayer play a very important role. Chapter 17, verse 13. Can you read what your name is? Allison.
So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword.
Thank you. I guess you would know this story when you are in IE, right? Let me ask you, who are the descendants of Amalekite? Anyone? Who are the descendants of Amalekite? Edom, right? Edom. Esau. What is Esau famous for? What does the meaning of Edom? Edom means red. Esau is... it's another story. Okay, so what is Esau famous for? Famous for eating a pot of red stuff, right? He did not even know what is it. But he just said, feed me, I pray thee. He talked to his brother. Feed me, I pray thee, that red thing. Remember that verse? I shared that verse with you in the past. So he was so tired to a point that he did not know that bow is... is or ashanchi, mzanya. Do not know it is a sweet potato or how do you say owa? Owa is what is owa? You're here. When do you come? Hello. 那 oyster， 蚵仔不是 oyster， 蚵仔番薯啊 ，taro taro or， you did not know that ball is a taro or a sweet yam。Actually, it's very Chinese expression. He didn't know what exactly what is inside. He just said, know that it's red, red thing. So he said, feed me, because he was too tired. And the Bible later on in book of Hebrew commented that because he, 他念世俗, his heart is desire for the world. And he despised the sonship. 他轻看长子的名分, despise and desire for earthly stuff, right? So we can see that it is a desire of flesh. Esau famous for desire of flesh. Amalekai always capture the one at the back. When Jewish people was wandering in the wildernesses, Amalek always attacked, kill, harm. 以色列近后边的人 Sorry, sometimes I got to speak in Chinese. In order to, the one who fall behind.So really our desire, our flesh, always attack those who are weaker one. Oh. So America actually referred to the desire of our flesh. So before you serve the Lord, you got to experience of that you are able to overcome yourself, your self-desire. Who is your greatest enemy? Who is your greatest enemy? Yourself, that's right, yourself. Usually it is you. If you can overcome yourself, you can overcome many things. Oh, so that you got to experience that. Desire could be from your flesh. Desire could be from Satan. Oh, so the battle with Amalekai is to fight desire. And desire could be from Satan. When Jesus first came out, Holy Spirit drove him to the wildernesses.To be tested by Satan. Can you imagine that? Holy Spirit, 圣灵感动他，圣灵催逼他到旷野。Holy Spirit move him into the wildernesses. Therefore, he can be tested. And how did Satan test Jesus? How? Anyone? How? Hello?Are you awake? How? Nobody likes to say anything. Yeah, you can say anything. Something, please.
He told Jesus to turn the rocks into bread. And then to throw himself over the cliff.
This is prayer, right?
And also, like, Satan will give him, like, the entire city or the land.
Okay, so this is desire of the eyes. Every trick that Satan gives to Adam, to Jesus,About the same can be concluded with this, your eyes, your flesh, and your pride. So brethren, make a covenant with your eyes. Very important, huh? Make a covenant with your eyes. A lot of time we sing through our eyes. Our eyes is the window of our soul. It's not Bible, this is Chinese saying. The eyes is the window of our soul. 眼睛是灵魂之窗，是不是？ Sorry, I speak a little Chinese. So those who don't understand English can understand me. And I feel sometimes more comfortable to speak in Chinese for some reason. I don't know why. Also, yeah, so you see, your eye perceives something, your heart will, again, this, your eyes connect to your hearts, right?So that's why Jesus said, if one eye calls you to sin, gouge it out. Better have one eye to go to heaven than two eyes to go to hell. If one hand calls you sins, cut it off. Better one hand to go to heaven than two hands to go to hell. So Jesus started with eyes also. Satan desire, really, you are in college, you know how terrible it is. Your roommates or sometimes yourself, you click, 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 hey!How come is this? Yeah, I sing, sorry to the Lord. If you change, yeah. But sometimes you don't feel sorry because you feel so what? So numb. Okay, this is not too bad. You continue watching it. And then I feel so empty and so guilty. What shall I do? I did something wrong again. And you come here to cry again. And you go back, you do the same thing. If you continue doing this, right, it's very hard for you to be Joshua. I know we are all very weak, but in a way, to a point, you truly got to cut it, overcome the battle with Amalekite. With strong determination, like what Jesus said to us. As a human being, sometimes we occasionally got overcome, but if you keep losing the battle and you choose to serve, that problem might become your problem when you become a worker. So I keep telling you, Samson's problem is never money. Judah's problem is never opposite sex. Samson's problem from day one is girls. Judah's problem from day one is money. So really, your problem with you, a lot of time when I was not married, I think that, I know I'm weak, but after I got married, everything will be solved. I got a wife, I got a family, I'll be content, everything will be okay. But guess what? It's not true. I'm telling you. 太太是别人的漂亮, okay? This is ordinary people saying. Other people's wife is always more beautiful. But this is wrong, right? I'm telling you that if you have this problem right now, you cannot overcome it. Very likely, you cannot overcome it after you serve as a worker. So you got to experience how you have killed a Amalekite, truly able to pummel yourself. And one day you can talk to your desire and talk, say, hey, I win this time, right? Thank God, you can hooray about it. Hooray, hooray. You say hooray? How do you say it? Hooray! Hooray. Yeah. So, this is something that we need to pray about it, to overcome, rely on Jesus, rely on prayer to overcome this. Okay, 这个好像没有用是吗? Okay, and then the experience in the mountain is also very important. You got to experience God. You got to have experience of closeness with God. I think it is very important before you truly serve the Lord, right? Let's turn to Exodus chapter 24, verse 13. Exodus 24, 13. 24:13. Christine, can you?
So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God.
Can you read in 16?
Okay. Now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud.
So what do you think? Joshua also behold the cloud before the glory of God? Even though he did not go to the very top of the mountain? Yeah, I think it's only nature to imagine that. Because God's glory stopped on Mount Sinai for 6 days, right? And he must behold the glory of God, even though he did not go to the very top. After 6 days, God summoned Moses went through the clouds, go up to the mountain. How many of you ever go through the clouds and went up to the mountain? Do you have that kind of experiences? You are on the top of the clouds. You do, yeah? If you go to, when you get married, you go to Maui, there was a mountain called Haleakala, and you can bike. You can see the sunrise. Haleakala means the house of the sun in Hawaiian language. Because you can see the sunrise over there. It's very beautiful sunrise. And you can see that you gotta go through the clouds because a lot of time the clouds is very low. But a lot of time clouds prefer 神用云啊, 来代表神的荣耀. A lot of time God used clouds to show his glories. For example, when when Solomon dedicated the temple, the whole chapel filled with clouds, right? And that is the glory of God. When we dedicate Hawaii Church, in Honolulu, brethren also saw visions that the Hawaii Church full of clouds. It's not physically full of clouds, in the spirit. She saw a lot of, she saw clouds over there. Oh, so what did I say there? I say that Joshua was indeed able to went up with Moses and maybe waiting there with Moses and saw together with Moses concerning the glory of God. And of course, later Moses went up alone, right? I think like experience is very important. You know, Peter was in the Mountain of Transfiguration also. And Peter heard a voice come down from heaven saying that, talking to Jesus, this is my beloved son, you shall listen to him. And this voice, this experience has been in Peter's heart even when he was very, very, very old. Turn to 2 Peter. Let me ask you a question. How many of you are, I know you are in your 18s, 19s, 20s, right? Let me ask you, what is the most closest time you have with our Lord Jesus Christ in the past? Do you have that intimacy, relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ in the past? You think you have, raise your hand. Okay, I thank God. Oh. You know, when you serve the Lord, right, really, I can guarantee you, no matter you serve in local church or you serve full-time, there must be a moment you feel very, very, very down. You feel like to give up. You feel like, how come people do not understand you? How come people keep criticizing you? How come serving the Lord is more difficult than serving in my company? Really, a lot of people feel this way. How come, like, you know, some people serving the Lord to the point that they are hospitalized. Do you notice that? Because I'm serious. They are running a project, right? And the project was got criticized in the general meetings. And then they got to be hospitalized. Yeah. Now, if you do not have that kind of intimacy relationship with the Lord, you remember that there's a voice coming down from heaven. And then you hear that. You know God is real. It is very meaningful to serve in the kingdom of God. You know, you will long giving up. Forget about it. Forget about this, right? Even Moses tried to give up. Do you know that? Even Moses goes through tough time. Do you remember that when people do not have meat to eat, the Bible says that everybody standing in front of the tents, everybody crying out. Ku. We call it what? 万人大合哭啊. 1,000 people crying together. Not choirs. How do you call it? We have 万人大合唱, 他们是万人大合哭. It's really, really annoying, right? You hear, and Moses, what did Moses say? Moses told God, am I dear fathers? Why do you make me to carry them in my arms and go into the land of Canaan? I'm not your father, right? So kill me here and now. Do you remember that story? Here and now, he was so frustrated. Forget about those guys are too. I shouldn't say stupid, right? Too what? Too stubborn, yeah. Too bad, yeah. Too garbage. So forget about them. I'm sorry. I should be careful about what I say. They are chosen people. Okay. Well, so he was frustrated. Now, every worker goes through times of frustration. If you never experience God, it's tough. That's right. Before you truly can serve, oh, you got to have a chance to experience God. You know God is real. Your serving is very meaningful. NYTS time. NYTS is the closest place on earth to heaven. I heard this a long time ago. I heard this maybe 10 years ago. NYTS sir told me that. ER plus ER. NYTS ERS. NYTS er. Told me that. The closest place to heaven is NYTS. Meaning that many people indeed was able to touch God over here. That's why when I was still running, when I was helping NYTS, I told you, you truly got to experience God over here. If you never experience God in NYTS, in other occasion, I'm telling you, it's hard. I'm not telling you absolutely no way, but it's hard. Because there's no other chance in your life you're gonna pray more than 2 hours a day, no. Even myself, when I go out, if I do not come to NYTS, I'm sorry, I do not pray two hours a day. Probably 1 hour is pretty decent, right, to me. I mean, 2 hours is a luxury, right? Without NYTS, how many times you read Bibles? You listen to the sermons. Like, so this is the best place that you can truly touch God. A lot of life transformation experiences over here. That's why, brethren, I know eating coffee, drinking is very wonderful, right? But if you want to experience God, want to serve the Lord, try to touch God over here. I just came back from South Africa, and we have SC over there, and they were true seeker. So amazing. Every time she finished prayer, like she's not baptized here. Second, we can tell that her face all reddish. It's all like some blood come up here. Oh. And then she keeps saying that, I feel, oh, she speaks Chinese only, right? 她说, 好滚烫, 好滚烫, 我的心很滚烫. His heart was boiling. Boiling, like water boiling. And her word reminded me, one day we have NYTS in Toronto. And there was a guy from East Coast joined Toronto's NYTS, CNYTS. This guy, he was amazing at that time. He says that every time he take a shower, he got to take a cold shower. Do you guys take cold shower? How many of you take cold shower right now? He says that he prayed to a point that oh, cold shower is very comfortable. Because the way he prays is so amazing, right? Fullness of Holy Spirit give him some physical suro. Not only you can sense God spiritually, sometimes you can. Yeah, you feel content, you feel boring, you feel zealous, you feel fire inside you. Oh, that's how people experience God. That's how people experience God. So I really hope that you can go up to the mountain and see the clouds, see God's glory over here. Then one day, if you are down and frustrated, you know that I was once over there. I know God is real. Nothing can strike me down. Or maybe then you can like put a wong. How do you say put a wong? Huh? No, you don't play put a wong. You don't know what is put a wong? Put a wong is a kind of toy. You knock him down, you'll get up. Can you knock him down? You'll get up. What, how do you call it? Huh? Huh? A popo toe? Okay, whatever it is. So you become, it will never get struck down. Whoever strike you, it will get down and get up. Because the weight is very low, right? So you never turn it down, you always get up. All right, this is Joshua's experiences. Another one, to serve the Lord, you gotta be trained that when you see things, you shall see from the angle of God. We are human beings, right? I mean, we are trained to think it scientifically, especially many of us, we are educated. We, we calculate, we have calculator. No matter it is tips, it is what kind of school you go to, or what kind of career you're gonna choose, you are well calculated, right? But you know what, in the kingdom of God, you see things not using your eyes. But your faith, 凭信心不凭眼见. This is something that Joshua was trained, or maybe had experienced last week. Numbers, chapter 13, verse 31. Numbers 13, 31. Numbers 13, 31 and 32.
But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." 32. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature." 33. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak, came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight.
So you can see that there were 12 spies that come back, and 10 of them reported bad news. Is the bad news real? Is it real? Are they tall? Are people over there tall? People over there tall. For some reason, can you explain to me why? I don't know why. How come people live in the south is always shorter than the people live in the north? Why is that? Is it true? South Europe people are quite short, but North European are quite tall. Is it true? You don't know. Once upon a time I go to Peru, you know, even though I'm short, right? But you go there, you feel like, oh, I'm so tall, how come everybody is so short? Really. And once upon a time I take a British Airway to go to London, the Caucasian guys came up with me. How come everybody gotta look at them like this? Everybody's so tall. You know, Judah is a little bit south. If you look at the 那个纬度啊, right? And you know that 加布西, 耶布斯人, I'm sorry, not 加布西. Anyway, some of the tribes from Canaan, they are really, really tall. So when they come back, they say, "We are just like Nakas, right? Nakas? Grasshopper. Yeah, all they need to do is what, like this, and we die, right? Just step on us, chew, and we die." So that's how they feel. But Joshua have different view, right? If you continue reading chapter 13, Joshua has different view of. What did he say? Chapter 14, verse 6.
Verse 6. Joshua son of Nun and Caleb son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land toward the cliff. 7. And said to the entire Israelite assembly, "The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. 8. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. 9. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. 10. But the whole assembly talked about stoning them. Then,
can you imagine that? They just were dare to say something against the congregation to the point that people want to stone them. And yet, they all, did they stone them? If God did not show up, did they stone them? 有没有打下去？有没有丢了没有？石头丢了没有？ No, right, almost, right? Almost. Now everybody, many people think that, no, we are too short, we are too weak. But Joshua said, they are our food, we can devour them. He hold on the promise of God. This is what God given to us. So brethren, if you want to serve the Lord, you got to be trained to see things using your face or not using your eyes. Or even go against to congregational if it is God's will. It's not easy. It's not easy. Nowadays, for example, in certain churches, right, we try to branch out. When we come to branch out, now it will help the church in the future. First thing you will calculate is how much money we have. Can we afford to buy a chapel? And so on and so forth. But we ignore it. How God promised Abraham, right? Go and 纵横走遍, go and whatever you see will be yours, right? Whatever you trade will be yours. We forget about God's promises that you shall set up the refuge, 设立陶城, everywhere. It's easier for people to run into. I mean, we should not be insane and saying that, we shouldn't be blind. What should I say? We shouldn't be blind and do things, right? But sometimes it's not blind, sometimes it is. If you calculate everything, right? Where is the room for God? Where God can do stuff for you? So this is something that I think we need to, when we serve in the kingdom of God, you got to be very, very careful. 现在有些人说，我们现在的教会太多餐厅，可是没有厨师了。Nowadays church, we have many restaurants, but without chef. What does it mean? What does it mean? Yeah, because they are saying that nowadays we have too many churches, but we have very few full-time workers. So you keep open a restaurant without chef, there's no more customers, right? So you keep branching out without full-time worker, then you're gonna lose your membership. In theory, it is true. In rationality, it is true. But if we are too timid, how can we expand the kingdom of God? So that's why I always tell members, church is church is living. It's an organism. Organic. If something is living, like you plant a veggie, if it is living, you will always what? Multiply, right? Same thing. Church is not dead. It's an organic. It's an organism. 是有机体啦, 是一个有机动物. It's something that is living. So you don't worry about, I branch out. I got to calculate everything. Then I do it. If you calculate everything, where do you leave rooms for God to work? Sometimes we got to see by faith, not see by eyes. This is something that Joshua was trained. So he goes through testing of faith. Another one is faithfulness. Let's read. Joshua? I'm sorry, Exodus chapter 33, verse 1.
Spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle.
Even Moses said, Joshua did not leave the tabernacle. What does it mean? Tell us that he is a very, very faithful person. Before church can use you, you've got to prove that you are useful. Truly. How do you prove you are useful? If church asks you to come to lead the hymns, you never show up. If church asks you to do to be IE teacher, you're always late and call in that you have excuse to be absent. You are not faithful. How can church use you? How can God use you, right? The Bible says, 在小事上忠心的就能够在大事上忠心。 If you are faithful in small matters, you are able to be faithful in big matters. If church give you a small matters, you cannot do it good. How can you expect God give you a bigger matters? So we got to be trained to serve faithfully even in a small matter, right? When I was a little kid, I still remember a story that my pastor teach me. I never forget about it. The pastor told me, well, in Japanese, there was a general who has a little boy. His own job is what? Take care of his wooden sleeper. Japanese people wear wooden sleeper. Do you notice that? And you know, in the cold days, if you get up off the bed, you wear the wooden sleepers, it's very cold, right? Now this little boy says that, I am a shoe barrier. Can I say barrier? Barrier? Shoe barrier? Huh? Bearer? Shoe bearer. I want to be the best shoe bearer in the whole world. Even though he just take care of the shoes, right? What did he do? When the master go to bed, he hold his shoes on his bosom. Before the master get up, he took the shoes from the bosom and put it to the ground for his master. So when the master wear on it, wow, it's not cold at all. It's so warm. Then the general start to realize this boy is not any ordinary boy. And he realized that he did not have mother and father and stuff. Later on, he just sponsored him to go to school, go to learn something. And later on, this guy become a very useful person in the future, because the general realized that person is very faithful, right? To serve in the Lord, right, you don't need to be the smartest person in the whole world. You just got to be good and faithful. Good and faithful. 善良跟忠心。良善跟忠心的仆人。So, define good. What is good?Define good. Anybody? Huh? God is good. As faithful as God. Define good. Little Samuel. Little Samuel, he was hear somebody calling his name, right? And he thought Eli was calling him, right? And how did he go to Eli?If you like at 12 o'clock, you know, at night time, I wake you up. Hey, wake up. How do you feel? What do you do? It's 12 midnight. Get lost. Usually do that, yeah. But how does Samuel go to Eli? I mean, how does Samuel, because he thought Eli was coming. The Bible says he ran to Eli. Midnight, oh. Can you imagine little feet? Eli, you call me?No, go home. I better go. Go to sleep. Okay. This is good. This is good, right? If I was saying, I would say, does he has what? 老人痴呆 already? How do you say 老人痴呆? Alzheimer? Yeah? Your Alzheimer, you call me, forget about it. Next time, Samuel. Hey, the little fish still. Eli, you call me. Huh? No, go. Three times, he did not get angry, no? And on time, still get up to open the temple gate. Oh, on time. 清晨起来，照样去开店的门。Early, in the morning, he still go to open the temple gate. This is called good and faithful. Really, kingdom of God. Oh. You don't need to have ambition, really. Just to be good and faithful.Then I think even people do not look up to you, God will look up to you. One day God will say, you are good and faithful servant who can come into me. So brethren, I know, Joshua is a victorious guy. Later on can truly lead people. Before you can lead other people, first of all, you got to learn how to be led. Actually, all the great leaders, right, they don't have ambition to be a leader at all.Joshua do not want to come out. It is God encouraging him. Be strong and good courageous, huh? 刚强壮胆, you know? Generation comes and generation goes. One day it will be your turn, right? But this is the time we prepare ourselves. One day God will say, who I can call, who I can send, and you can raise your hand. I'm here, send me. Praise the Lord.